Blackstone Audio presents The Crook in the Lot by Thomas Boston. This book is read by Jim Dennison. The Crook in the Lot. Consider the work of God, for who can make that straight which he has made crooked? Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 13. A just view of afflicting incidents is altogether necessary to a Christian deportment under them, and that view is to be obtained only by faith, not by sense, for it is the light of the world alone that represents them justly, discovering in them the work of God, and consequently designs becoming the divine perfections. When they are perceived by the eye of faith, and duly considered, we have a just view of afflicting incidents, fitted to quell the turbulent motions of corrupt affections under dismal outward appearances. It is under this view that Solomon, in the preceding part of this chapter, advances several paradoxes, which are surprising determinations in favor of certain things that, to the eye of sense, looking gloomy and hideous, are therefore generally reputed previous and shocking. He pronounces the day of one's death to be better than the day of his birth, namely, the day of the death of one who, having become a friend of God through faith, has led a life to the honor of God and service of his generation, and in this way raised to himself the good and savvy name better than precious ointment. In like manner, he pronounces the house of mourning to be preferable to the house of feasting, sorrow to laughter, and a wise man's rebuke to a fool's song. As for that, even though the latter are indeed the more pleasant, yet the former are the more profitable. And observing with concern how men are in hazard not only from the world's frowns and ill usage, oppression making a wise man mad, but also from its smiles and caresses, a gift destroying the heart. Therefore, since whatever way it goes there is danger, he pronounces the end of every worldly thing better than the beginning of it. And from the whole, he justly infers that it is better to be humble and patient than proud and impatient under afflicting dispensation, since, in the former case, we wisely submit to what is really best, in the latter, we fight against it. And he dissuades from being angry with our lot because of the adversity found in it. He cautions against making odious comparisons of former and present times, in that point insinuating undue reflections on the providence of God, and against that querulous and fretful disposition. He first prescribes a general remedy, namely, holy wisdom, as that which enables us to make the best of everything, and even gives life in killing circumstances. And then a particular remedy, consisting in a due application of that wisdom, towards taking a just view of the case. Consider the work of God, for who can make that straight which he has made crooked? In which words are proposed, 1. The remedy itself, 2. The suitableness of it. 1. The remedy itself is a wise eyeing of the hand of God in all we find to bear hard on us. Consider the work of God, namely, in the crooked, rough, and disagreeable parts of your lot, the crosses you find in it. You see very well the cross itself. Yea, you turn it over and over in your mind and leisurely view it on all sides. You look to this and the other second cause of it, and so you're...